Sweet Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And yeah, I'm really here. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. If you want to send me a message or you want to interact with the program, either when we're live or if an affiliate rebroadcasts the program later or on podcast, however, whenever, if you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, it's really simple. You can send me a text message. The number is 33103, 33103. Then you start the message with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything or ask me anything. And I read them all the time. Now, I don't promise you. I just tell you right up front. I don't respond to all of them, but I read every single one, including all the emails that I get. The second thing is, if you'd like to follow me on social media, I'd appreciate you follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Instagram and Facebook are both at Michael D. Brown. I'd like for you to read the stories if you need to find a local affiliate when they carry the program. All of that stuff, including the podcast, everything is at one simple website, and that's michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And then last but not least, let me ask you about the podcast, or tell you about the podcast. I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe. We consolidated the podcast. You know, I do a weekday program out of Denver. And by the way, I appreciate all of you that listen on the weekend that are now listening during the weekday, because I get text messages during the weekday program from all over the country, and I sincerely appreciate that. But if you want to subscribe to the podcast, you search for this podcast on your podcast app, The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all 5 days of the weekday program, and then it gets you all 3 hours of the weekend program. So you get all the Michael Brown you want. In fact, there's enough Michael Brown there that you can give away some of it to other people. So let's see. I think that covers just about everything. Except I'm confused because the president of the United States of America came out and said that they want to spend some more money. How much money?
Over $1.3 trillion.
I'm sorry. Did you catch that? Now he's out in Nevada, or some people say Nevada. He's out in Nevada, and behind him he has one of those stupid screens everybody has to put up now. They either have the American flag, where the American flag is, you know, stupid things, or they're standing in front of some sort of, you know, green screen that has, you know, something about God bless America. You know, it's always something like that on there. And he says,
over $1.3 trillion.
You know, it's just, with all due respect, both to the office of the president and to the president himself, it's really time to go home. Now, I will grant you, Oh, you don't know what he said? You don't. He's going to spend over $1.3 trillion. Write this down. Write it down so you can get the number correct. He's going to spend over $1.3 trillion.
Over $1.3 trillion.
I swear. It not only angers me, but it frustrates me, and quite frankly, I find it pathetic. You know, we we all have elderly parents, grandparents, elderly friends, whatever it might be, and we know that people age differently, and at some point people start to really kind of downgrade. We'll use a technical term. They downgrade. They start to, they've got, there's too much stuff in their cache. We need to clear the cache out. But the cache is their brain, and there's no way to clear it out. And so it just gets fuller and fuller of, I don't know, things like,
$1.3 trillion.
Over $1.3 trillion. And he's reading from the teleprompter, as best I can tell. We all have those elderly parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever it might be, that we know that, you know what, it's just time for them to just enjoy their years, whatever years they have left. Just enjoy them. I mean, death is a fact of life that occurs at unexpected times. Even when we know it's coming, and I'm not talking about those of us who have no illness or anything, but at any time that even if you're expecting, like you have an elderly aunt, and you know she's in the hospital, and she's not going to make, you know she's not going to make it. But when she doesn't make it, nonetheless, it's still sad. So you want the last, whatever time they have left, to be the best time that it can be, or at least as comfortable as it can be. And I'd like for this president, for this human being, to go home, go to Delaware, go to the beach, go get that lounge chair, that chaise lounge, get your umbrella up, you and Jill sit there, have some drinks, drink whatever you're going to drink, listen to the ocean waves. Can't you just hear the ocean waves, you know, beating up against the shore right now? Listen to that. Look out on the ocean. Look at the grandeur of the skies. Do all of that. Because, frankly, I think he's a danger to the country. I sincerely believe he's a danger to the country. Now, you may say, oh, but Michael, he's got all these people around him. They're going to take care of, you know, make sure he doesn't do anything crazy. You don't understand how the White House works. There are, if the White House is well managed, there are a limited number of people who have direct access to the Oval Office. Now, not to brag, but I will say that I was one of those individuals. I could, you know, my security team would take me up to West Executive Drive, and I could breeze in right there to the on the west side door and walk right in, say hello to the Secret Service agent that's manning that door, walk right upstairs, and walk right into the Oval Office. Now, normally I would check first and see if anything else was going on. But otherwise, the access to the Oval Office, the access to the president, is severely limited. And it's limited because there are in the West Wing hundreds of people that work, and they all want a piece of the president. They all want some time with him. They all want to be able to talk to him. And so you have to funnel that in such a way that any decision that the president makes is usually made in the presence of at least one person, in addition to the person that might be asking, making the request. For example, if I would have gotten my rear end chewed out had I ever walked into Bush without telling Andy Card, the chief of staff, that, hey, I need to see the president and I need to talk to him about XYZ. It was even true with phone calls. You know, if Bush was down at Crawford cutting trees down or whatever he was doing, and I needed to talk to the president, I would call the deputy chief of staff, whichever one happened to be traveling with him. Let's say it was Joe Hagan. And I'd call Joe Hagan first, and I'd say, Joe, listen, I don't know what the boss is doing, but I need to ask him a question about a couple of things. And Joe would say, what's it about? And I'd tell him what it was about, and he'd say, okay, let me know what the answer is. Or he might stay on the phone and listen to the answer so that somebody knows that the boss, that POTUS, has made a decision that X, we're going to do X. I remember one time in particular, I wanted him to call the mayor of New Orleans, and Joe was like, you want him to do what? I said, well, there's a problem in New Orleans, and I need him to call this mayor. And I explained why. So we got Bush on the phone, and Bush was like, why would I call a mayor? I'm the president. You want me? I'll call the governor. No, we've already talked to the governor. I need you to talk to the mayor. I give you that example because I think in the Biden White House, we all know that there are all these other people that are making all these other decisions outside the view and the range and the input of the President of the United States of America. And that ought to scare you. That ought to worry you. That ought to befuddle you, because that means there are a lot of decisions being made of which he has no clue what they are. But what else ought to bother you about it is that if they go in and say, Mr. President, we would like to spend a certain amount of money on this program. How much do you think we ought to spend?
Over $1.3 trillion.
I think you ought to spend over $1.3 trillion. So if you know what that number is and you can write that number out so that I can see it, text that number to me at 33103. Because I'd like to see how you interpret that. 33103, tell me exactly what the number over $1.3 trillion is, because, well, that's how much he's going to spend. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. When we get back, we always, you know, sometimes we talk about, and every time it happens, I want to bring it to you. We get a new word, or we have words that we can't use, or words that we must use. You know, it's Orwellian. It's the new Newspeak Dictionary. New words coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Tell me how you write out that number. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you listening to the program, subscribing to the podcast, sending text messages, going to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I pretty much appreciate everything that you do listening to this program. So let's talk about newspeak. When George Orwell wrote 1942 and Animal Farm and all of his other great novels, there's a great history of Orwell. Orwell was more of a socialist than he was. I mean, most people think of him as a conservative, and he really wasn't. He was a socialist. But the reason we all love Orwell, or if you don't, you really should. If you've not read Animal Farm, 1984, I know you can get them on Amazon as paperbacks. They're very short, easy reads. And he was so prescient in his foretelling of where we were going. Even as a socialist, someone who had this idealistic view of the world, knew that we would end up in a place like this, and that, you know, the cabal, although he didn't refer to it as the cabal, as they got more and more control over our lives, that they would start using language, because language is a way to control a debate. You know, I was both a high school and a college debater, and you know, we would get different topics, and we would have to be prepared for those topics, both in the affirmative and the negative, both for and against a particular topic. And it really trained me, I think, as a lawyer, to understand how valuable language is to convey to someone precisely what it is that you mean. And so I've always had this bugaboo about words, because the person that controls the language can control the debate. If I walked into either a high school or a college debate tournament and the rules said the following words mean X, whatever X might be, or you cannot use the following, you know, 20 words or 30 words, or if you do use these words, you will be immediately disqualified. Now, that sounds absurd, doesn't it? But that's kind of how we live now. If you say the wrong word that is not approved by the cabal, then boom, you know, off with your head. Just do not submit yourself. Don't subject yourself to cancellation by inadvertently committing a thought crime. Yeah, truly a thought crime. You got to stay abreast of all the updates that get plugged into the, you know, the Newspeak dictionary. I forget there was, you know, every year the Oxford or someone comes out with the word of the year. And they came out with the word of the year. I'll have to look it up in a minute. I don't remember what it was. But I remember thinking to myself, well, that's not a word that I've ever, it's not a word I've ever heard. It's not a word I've ever used. Because it's a new word. Well, I'm making an assumption that it's a new word. I don't know if it's really new or not. But if you don't stay ahead of the language, then something you might say at work or at home or at school or at synagogue or at church or, you know, out at the bar or wherever you might be, it's going to land you in trouble. Let's go over across the pond for a moment. The new Staffordshire Police Inclusive Language Guide. That's how the story begins. there is a new, the Staffordshire, however you pronounce it, I would say Staffordshire. If the Staffordshire Police Inclusive Language Guide exists, which it does, that in and of itself, regardless of what words are in there, whatever words are in there, the fact that a police department has a list of inclusive language, that ought to make you turn and run, or it might, got to be careful here because of language, right? It might want you to take a sledgehammer, or maybe some kerosene and a lighter, a match, and find every edition of the Staffordshire Police Inclusive Language Guide, and maybe we ought to burn it. Oh, Michael Brown's out there suggesting we go burn books. Yeah, in this case, you know what? Mark it down. You can tell your friends that, yes, on this date, whenever you're listening to this program, on this date, Michael Brown suggested that we ought to burn some books. The books that are telling a police department what language is inclusive or exclusive. It discourages the use of the word policeman. In general, let me just quote it. In general, we word our content to avoid masculine and feminine pronouns, parentheses, he or she. Gender-neutral language is always preferable, even when talking about a police officer who is a man. Well, I would say that this gender-neutral push is certainly in compliance with what? Those who want to control every aspect of your life. Oh, now Michael Brown's using hyperbole. Really? Do you think it's hyperbole for me to claim that whether it's the tech giants, whether it's the dominant media, or whether it's those overlords that see us in state capitals and city councils and county commissioners and the United States Congress or the White House, do you think it's hyperbole to think that they're trying to control virtually every aspect of your life? Guess what? Then you're not paying attention. You're truly not paying attention if that's the case. Other terms that have been stricken from the dictionary by the Staffordshire Police Department include mentally ill. Wait a minute. You know I'm mentally ill, and quite frankly, I think many of you are mentally ill because you're listening to me. You know, these dumbasses demand not merely euphemisms, but euphemisms for euphemisms. For example, you can no longer refer to people as disadvantaged, but rather as undersourced, under-resourced, regardless of the unexploited resources going to waste because of their dysfunction. Migration challenge has been challenged in favor of migration as a complex phenomenon. I would object to both migration challenge and migration as a complex phenomenon. I think they're both wrong. I think they're both crazy. According to Kathy Heastie, a human relations expert and a lecturer at the University of Derby in the United Kingdom, says that these documents are an acknowledgement by organizations that striving for diversity among its workforce isn't enough. More important is the cultural within it. Yeah, but what kind of culture are they looking for? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash cash. Just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I'm not sure why, but I'm glad that you are. Talking about Orwell and language. because I discovered a story while I was doing show prep this week. I didn't get to use it during the weekday about the Staffordshire Police Department over in the United Kingdom. And it's discouraging the use of the word policeman because, well, it has the word man in it. And they want gender-neutral language, which is always preferable. How do you know? Do you remember the old Saturday Night Live skit of Pat? Pat was this androgynous figure that you would think one moment male, the next moment you'd think female, and you never really knew. And the joke, the running joke in the skit was people were always asking questions of Pat in hopes that her answer would reveal what her gender was. So the people would know, is Pat a man or is Pat a woman? And the running joke was that regardless of whatever question was asked, Pat's answer never gave a clear indication about whether Pat was male or female. I often wonder, as I do with Mel Brooks and some other, you know, comedians, Norman Lear recently passed away, over 100 years old, I think. And Norman Lear, that brought us Archie Bunker and, you know, a whole host of things, was an incredibly brilliant television producer. Now, he was a far hardcore lefty. But the one thing that Norman Lear did was, you take Archie Bunker, for example. We all knew that Archie Bunker was this lazy, fat bigot. But nonetheless, we laughed at it. We were able to laugh at his bigotry. Because, and quite frankly, I think that's one of the best antidotes to bigotry, is to mock it, laugh at it. But you can't do that anymore, because everything has to be so serious. You know, just as a footnote real quickly, if you listen to the weekday podcast, you know that earlier in the week, I spent a segment talking about the role of humor in everyday life and how important humor is. And Norman Lear and Mel Brooks, you know, and Mel Brooks as a Jewish movie producer in Hollywood, made us laugh at every minority, every group of people. Somehow Mel Brooks made fun of. And we laughed our asses off at it. Because we recognized that it was a stereotype. We recognized that it was offensive. And we recognize that we ought to laugh at the absurdity of it. But we can't do that anymore. Let's go back to Orwell for a moment. Because as Orwell explained, the main purpose of progressively reducing our vocabulary is to narrow the range of thought. If you only have, let's say, 100 words in your vocabulary, then the number of thoughts that you are able to succinctly and appropriately and expressively describe and convey to another person is severely limited. So language limits may not limit your thoughts, but it certainly, well, actually, I think it would limit your thoughts. Because if your thoughts are comprised of words, you're thinking about ideas, you're thinking about situations, you're thinking about whatever it might be, and all of those things that you are thinking about are described by words. So if you only have a vocabulary of 100 words, that's going to limit your thoughts. Think about a child. A two-year-old, I don't know how many words a two-year-old might know. If somebody knows, I'd be kind of curious. Text me the answer. But let's say that a two-year-old does indeed know, 25 words, just pulling a number out of my butt. So a two-year-old knows 25 words. So that means they're only able to express thoughts that contain those 25 words. They can't express any other thoughts. Now, a really smart 2-year-old might have thoughts that are or could be described with more than 25 words, but they can't do that. So when Orwell says that the main purpose of reducing a person's vocabulary, either by force or by culture, or in the case of the United Kingdom, by law, then that narrows your range of thought. But as with every single thing from the left, sheer malice plays a role in that. And the Marxists that control all of our state, local, and federal politburos don't like the English language. Listen to this paragraph. The Oxfam Inclusive Language Guide. So now we have, Oxfam has published a guide of inclusive language that we should all use. You know, can I just say, and this, I understand this may offend people. And I'm not trying to offend people. I'm just pointing out what I think is the obvious. If you are offended because someone fails to use inclusive language, and that might leave you out, did you ever consider the idea that perhaps that person is not trying to leave you out, but they're just using a word that in standard English usage meant to include everyone, but somehow the standards of today have narrowed the use of that word? And that if you go back even, you know, as fast as things are changing, you go back even just 10 years, and a word that was inclusive then no longer inclusive today. So if you're talking to, I'll put myself up there. If you're talking to, you know, an old fart like me, maybe I use language that you find offensive. Well, first, call somebody that cares. Two, maybe it's just because I understand the real meaning of words, the historical meaning of words. And so maybe I'm not trying to be bigoted. Maybe I'm not trying to be exclusive. Maybe I'm not trying to be offensive. Maybe I'm using the language as it's meant to be used. Back to this paragraph. The Oxfam Inclusive Language Guide, published in March of this year, apologizes in its introduction for being written in and about the English language. Seriously? You're apologizing for using the English language? You know why? Quote, the language, because the English language is the language of a colonizing nation. It goes on, we acknowledge the Anglo supremacy of the sector as part of its coloniality, adding, we recognize that the dominance of English is one of the key issues that must be addressed in order to decolonize our ways of working and shift power. So what? We all learn to speak Mandarin? We all learn to speak Italian? We all, Latin. How about Latin? We all learn to speak Arabic? Hebrew? Which one? There are thousands of languages, some more dominant than others. You know, depending on where you are in the United States, you fly into Seattle, you fly into SeaTac. All the signs guiding you around an airport are in two languages. English, and I think it's Japanese, although it may be Chinese. It's an Asian language. You go to Houston, actually parts of Denver too, English and Spanish. You go to Quebec, English and French. It's because there are different languages spoken all over the world. Some languages are more dominant than others, either because of history or because of colonialism. But today it is what it is, regardless of how it got to where it is today. So we ought to accept that where it is today is where it is today and quit trying to steal from words their real meaning and trying to impose some new meaning on them, which is different than just the words of a particular language. The Oxfam Inclusive Language Guide goes on to say that we acknowledge the Anglo supremacy of the sector of its as part of its coloniality. We recognize that the dominance of English is one of the key issues that must be addressed in order to decolonize our ways of working and shift power. Shift power from what? And to whom? And to why? There needs to be, unless we want to live in a multilingual society that has so many different languages. I had someone text me earlier in the week that in the particular school that they teach in, there are some 80 different dialects spoken. If you take those 86, or whatever the number might be in any particular place, and throw those out there into general society as a whole, nobody will be able to communicate. Every country, every region, every continent has a dominant language. And we ought to move beyond the idea that it's all about colonizing. That it has developed over time, it has taken root, and while we never diminish the other languages, if you ever, you know, for French, for example, you take the Romance languages. They're beautiful languages. I've always been fascinated by Mandarin. But because I only speak one language, doesn't mean I'm a colonizer. But in the utopia, nobody will speak English or any other language. The descendants of the human race will just grunt like a bunch of hogs as big government fills their troughs with a bunch of free stuff and just tells us, here are the words that you can use, and you can't use any of these words. George Orwell was so spot on, it's absolutely scary. So how does this manifest itself in the real world? Well, of all places, surprise, surprise, let's go to California. California has achieved previously unmanaged extremes of totalitarianism. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. California, coming up next.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away, wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now, as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And, of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout-out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium
products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Stumbled into the weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you have. Text the word Michael to 33103. For everything else you need for the program, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So California is just totally dominated by those on the left, by Democrats, Gavin Newsom on down. And California has truly achieved previously unimagined extremes of totalitarianism. No corner of existence is trivial enough to leave to individual choice. Almost every aspect of society has got to be dictated by the California legislature, or even worse, by the bureaucrats that do the bidding of the California legislature. The transsexualization of children is a Democrat policy. It just stating a fact. If you're offended by that fact, well, sucks to be you, but it is. And this social engineering objective is so ubiquitously pushed out there that stores can't even arrange toy sections without kowtowing to this agenda. Stores in California are going to be required to have a gender-neutral section for children regardless of whether they have been traditionally marketed for either girls or for boys. Now, here you are with California, with cities decaying into just utter chaos and decay. But apparently California has no greater problem than stores that defy the liberal Marxist orthodoxy by displaying toys according to whether they mainly appeal to boys or girls. It comes because this just didn't happen. The most important thing to know besides other than the subject matter itself is how did this come to be? Because the California legislature passed a bill in 2021, signed by Gavin Newsom, and it goes into place and goes into effect on January 1 next month. Stores that don't comply will be fined $250 for a first violation. Repeat offenders, a civil penalty of up to $500. Now, it's doubtful that the money that's confiscated from these toy stores or toy departments, probably not sufficient to plug the $68 million budget shortfall that California has. A $68 million budget shortfall. You know why? Because California has lower tax revenues. Now, why do they have lower tax revenues? Lower tax revenues resulting in turn from excessive taxation, excessive regulation that are driving businesses and individuals out of the state. California Democratic Congressman Evan Lowe, quote, We need to stop stigmatizing what's acceptable for certain genders and just let kids be kids. Well, really? Where were you, Congressman, when your colleague, well, I shouldn't say colleagues because he's a congressman and the state legislature did this, but he's a Democrat. Does he have no influence on what the California legislature does? Democrats like this Congressman, Evan Lowe, that want to let kids be kids, are really just using them as a political pawn. He says, my hope is that this bill encourages more businesses across California and the United States, because you know what happens in California, spills across the Sierra Nevadas, and it starts kind of making its way across, you know, the great plains of Salt Lake City, and it just kind of just seeps out all over the country. He says, my hope is this bill encourages more businesses across California and the U.S. to avoid reinforcing harmful and outdated stereotypes. It's a harmful stereotype? It's an outdated stereotype? Acknowledging that boys and girls have different tastes, different interests, different proclivities, and thinking that is somehow a thought crime? And you know that the punishments will escalate so long as anyone can be found committing this crime. You know, the old saying that as California goes, so goes the nation. Well, yeah, true. And you have been warned. In our pursuit, I shouldn't say our, in their pursuit of this concept that everybody has to be the same. That, you know, I've traveled the world, and one of the things that I've noticed is, and even traveling this country, and it is how you can go into, for example, what malls are left. You walk into a mall in California, you walk into a mall in Denver, you walk into a mall in Dallas-Fort Worth, you walk into a mall in Houston, you walk into a mall in Atlanta, you walk into a mall in Jersey City, you walk into a mall anywhere, and they're just all the same. And that's always bothered me because, well, that's why I don't like to go to malls. But it's also why if I'm traveling, I want to go away from those areas because I want to see the culture, the geography. I want to see the people. I want to see all the culture and the taste and the food and everything about a region because every region is different. But what we're trying to do is to stop allowing every region of the country to be different, and we're trying to make everything the same. That's what George Orwell says that language would try to do. And indeed, that's what they're trying to accomplish. We should be very, very afraid of that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Why won't government do anything about immigration? Let's talk about that next. I'll be right back.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel pressing on with airstrikes in Gaza. Here's correspondent Karen Chambers.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Chavez.
GOP border negotiator Senator James Lankford says Republicans are demanding more than just additional funding to deal with the crisis at the southern border.
But there are some basic things that we've got to get done on dealing with the asylum process and catch and release, and not literally, as they did yesterday, release more than 10,000 people into the country that literally came in one day and released them the next day into the country.
Senator Lankford was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The ringleader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in the state of Arkansas during the 2020 riots over the killing of George Floyd, part of the Black Lives Matter protest, has been sentenced to 5.5 years in federal prison. More on that from correspondent Ron DeRockstra.
The federal judge also sentenced three of his co-defendants to 18 months each, and a fourth defendant was sentenced to time served last year. The defendants were charged in the firebombing and attempted firebombing of police cars in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Shannon Hills, and the Arkansas State Police headquarters, along with defacing gravestones in Oakwood Historic Cemetery and a billboard. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, business owners. Are you looking for a fast, easy way to get the cash you need to keep your business growing strong? I'm talking to Joel Bess, president of Swish Funding, and he says he has the perfect solution. Joel, what makes Swish Funding different?
Thanks, Mike. To start, at Swish Funding, we focus on your business revenue, not your personal credit score. And we're ready to help businesses with funding for overhead, expansion, inventory, payroll, or even slow cash flow. Next, whether you need $5,000, $500,000, or even $5 million, our process is quick, straightforward, and takes just minutes with funding available in less than 24 hours.
That sounds like a winning plan for any business. What does it take to qualify?
If you've been in business for over 1 year and have a monthly revenue of at least $25,000, you can get funding you need the same day.
Swish Funding really is different. Find out just how easy it is by going to swishradio.com today. That's SWISH radio.com. swishradio.com.
Norway's government has made a deal with two large opposition parties to open up the Arctic Ocean to seabed mineral exploration.
The deal comes despite warnings by environmental groups that it would threaten the region's biodiversity. Norway said in June it wanted to open parts of the Norwegian continental shelf for commercial deep-sea mining in line with the country's strategy to seek new economic opportunities and reduce its reliance on oil and gas. According to the Norwegian Petroleum Directorate, there are metals and minerals on the seabed that are crucial for making batteries, wind turbines, PCs, and mobile phones.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. As schools across the country grapple with a student mental health crisis, the use of telehealth therapy for students is on the rise. Video counseling at school was never an option before the pandemic, but an analysis by the Associated Press has found the service is now prevalent in many school districts. Breaking news at townhall.com. Flight attendants at Southwest Airlines are saying no to a contract offer.
That offer was hammered out by their union and the airline. The Transport Workers Union Local 556 announced the results Friday. Union President Lynn Montgomery says they'll go back to the bargaining table. Southwest is also negotiating with pilots who have tried twice to get permission to start a 30-day countdown to a strike. Federal mediators have rejected the pilots' request. Airline workers say they kept working through the pandemic and deserve higher pay now that most of the carriers have returned to profitability. Keith Peters reporting.
EU negotiators have reached a deal for the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rule.
We had one objective, to deliver a legislation that would ensure that the ecosystem of AI in Europe would develop with a human-centric approach.
Italy's Brando Benifai told the gathering in Brussels the negotiations were a success. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Guess what you did today? You dummies. You stumbled into the Weekend with Michael Brown. Yeah. So now you can't leave. Nope. You got to stick around now. We have rules here. Got to have rules. Let me get a sip of Diet Coke before we do anything. We have rules. And the rules of engagement. Somebody asked me one time. Let me explain why I call them the rules of engagement. There's not much that I don't do that doesn't have some little backstory to it. I've always been a believer that one of the things that is wrong with the country, boy, this is a tangent. If you're new to the program or you're new to me, you know that I chase squirrels a lot, and this squirrel is a big fat squirrel that I'm determined to gut. When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I would have a lot of conversations with people at the Department of Defense, because obviously during my tenure, we had gone to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so I would be in a lot of, you know, meetings in the White House Situation Room, and we'd be getting reports from Kabul or from Baghdad, and they would be talking about, you know, problems they were having with insurgents or whatever it might be. And then the meeting would conclude and I would pull aside some of the military officers, some of the staffers in particular. I would have never asked, for example, Donald Rumsfeld this question. I could have, but I just wouldn't have done it. But I would ask some of their aides, why do we have these stupid rules of engagement? And I've been thinking about that ever since the attacks on Jews in Israel on October 7. Because subsequent to those attacks, which, by the way, just as a footnote, I'm an absolute believer that the Israeli Defense Forces and the Israeli Knesset, they're the equivalent of their parliament, that they ought to order Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, to release the videotapes that they have put together from all the GoPro cameras that these dirtbags used to rape, murder, terrorize, kidnap, take hostages, do everything that they did to all those Jews on October 7. I keep looking for it online. I can't find it. I know particular people in different news, giant news organizations have been privy to seeing it. And it's not because I want to see it because of the gore, because I've seen plenty of gore myself in my life, having been to some of these war-torn countries, having seen the savagery of September 11, having seen the falling man, having seen all of the things from different disasters, having seen the utter destruction of places like Phuket in Southeast Asia, where the tsunami hit. So it's not because I want to see blood and guts. It's because I want the world to see what people who have zero humanity in them do to other people. And why do I want the world to see that? Because I think we become a world where we cannot, it's fascinating to me that we can accept that MS-13, for example, may go kidnap somebody in Tucson or Phoenix or Los Angeles or Houston and decapitate them, but only after torturing them horribly, because that's just what MS-13 does. But we just read about it. We don't ever see it. And maybe we've become desensitized to it. But Israel is engaged in a war. W-A-R, war. When you think about whether it's, I don't think there are no living World War I vets, but you think about the remaining World War II vets of America's Greatest Generation and what they saw, what they witnessed, what they had to do. When you think about the lines that were drawn in the French countryside, as the Allies tried to make their way eastward toward Berlin, toward Hitler, and as Hitler tried to make his way westward to overtake Paris and make his way to the Atlantic and eventually into the United Kingdom. As you think about that trench warfare, horrific, absolutely horrific. You think about what we did at the bombing of Dresden. You think about, and we do have some footage of the Holocaust and what the Nazis did to the Jews. And you know why we have that video? Because General Eisenhower said, we're going to show the world what we have discovered here. We're going to make sure that the world sees this. And then General Eisenhower made his troops go into the villages. The villages who knew what was going on in the concentration camps, and made those villagers go see the stacks of bodies and the cadavers and the bones and see the ovens and see the skin and bones of those Jews who were decimated by the Holocaust. He made them go look. I think we should be made to look at what Hamas has done on October 7th. But here's the reason why. Not because I want to make somebody throw up. Not because I want to give somebody nightmares. But because I want, happy Saturday, everybody. But because I want the world to see the inhumanity that man visits upon man. And that sometimes when you have to engage in a battle for your very existence, they're going to be civilian casualties. It's the nature of war. And I think that we are now living in a time in the evolution of the world where we can't stomach that. We can't fathom that. And we want wars to be clean and neat and disinfected. And we want them to be sterilized. And we want them to be, you know, just perfect. Only shoot somebody that's the enemy. And if someone who appears to be a civilian who's really carrying an IED who's going to blow you up, well, sucks to be you because you can't touch the civilian because, well, you know what? They're a civilian. The only problem is under that burqa, they're carrying an IED, and they're going to blow the feces out of you. So we've sanitized everything. And because we've sanitized everything, now when some civilians get killed, because Israel is facing truly an existential threat, just as Jews were during World War II because of the Nazis. We're keeping that away from the public. And so we think that the only blood and guts that we see is on the big screen when we go to either on our televisions, which are now big screens, when we go to the theater, which are larger screens, only when we see it then so that we can distance ourselves from it. Well, that's up on the screen. That's not real. I want people to see it. And that's why I have rules of engagement. Because I talked oftentimes to some of these military folks about why. Why do we hamstring? Why do we tie their hands behind their backs, the men and women of the United States military, who are not only trying to defend freedom or trying to defend themselves or trying to liberate a people, but they're also trying to protect themselves. And so there will be civilian casualties. And so I was always struck by the inability of any of those, well, you can figure out who it was, but I talked to a person who was one of the original deputy secretaries of defense about why we had the rules of engagement. And the rules of engagement were because, Michael, if we do what we have to do, to really go in and liberate a village or liberate a place, there are going to be a lot of civilians killed in doing so. And the American people can't take it anymore. The American people can't stand it. They won't tolerate it. So we'll be hamstrung. So we hamstring ourselves so that at least we have some control. And so we get to implement our own rules of engagement. So that's why I call the way we do things on this program rules of engagement. And they're really simple. Because I think rules of engagement ought to be simple. One, if you want to communicate with me, you want to send me a text message, you want to tell me something, ask me things, whatever it is, you can tell me anything, you can ask me anything by simply using this number, 33103. And then starting your message on your phone with the word Mike or Michael and tell me or ask me anything. You can always email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. And then for everything else, social media platforms, please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Download the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. The name of the podcast to subscribe to is The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you the weekday program and the weekend program. You can do all of that on your app, the iHeart app, on your podcast app. Or you can go to this one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I know that was totally off the subject, but it made me think about, we need to really think about how we conduct war. And are we really willing to do that? And I think that does fit in to some degree with what I wanted to talk about in this segment, which I will get to next. And that is, why won't our government do something about the unprecedented flow of illegal aliens into this country? Why won't they? That's next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away. Wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The season are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Really glad to have you with me. Don't forget, text word MICROMICRO to 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I love text messages. Why won't government stop immigration? I think there are a couple of things that, well, three things, that are driving me absolutely nuts about immigration. Let's go to what we talked about in the first hour, and that's language. Immigration is a classic example of what we talked about in the first hour, about George Orwell's claim that if you start reducing the words that you can use, you therefore start limiting debate. You start limiting how you can express your thoughts about a particular issue. And I will tell you that every single, now there may, because I don't listen to any other radio, there may be other talk show hosts that don't do this. I'm going to make a broad statement here. But for every media outlet that I listen to, because, yes, I listen to the networks and I listen to the cable channels, and I don't mean just Fox News. I listen to all of them. I think it's my job as a talk show host. Newspapers, websites, even individuals, When's the last time, other than perhaps on this program, have you heard the term illegal alien? Because what's the new term? Migrant. A migrant. Doesn't that sound so much softer? So well, they're just migrating, Michael. They're just migrating. Drives me bat crap crazy. You know why? Because it strips away the truth about who these individuals are. I wanted to throw something at, or actually what I wanted to do, but my wife would get mad at me and then I'd have to go buy a new one. I was watching Bret Baier on Fox News yesterday. And this would be Friday. And somehow the issue of illegal immigration came up. And every member of the panel and Bret Baier himself, this is on Fox News, the putative, the so-called conservative cable channel, was using nothing but the word migrant. And I thought, I wonder if there's been a memo sent out to Fox News that says, no longer use the word illegal alien or illegal immigration, only use the term migrant. Now, your assignment is, pay attention to that. Put an earworm in your brain right now, migrant, and see how many times you hear the word migrant as opposed to illegal immigration, illegal aliens, you know, the illegality of people coming into this country without any legal authority whatsoever. I'm fascinated by this subject, not just the language, but by the problem itself. I am, by my own nature, very territorial. We went through a whole fiasco this week about a dog sitter. My dogs are, you know, well, they're my babies. And so I'm very, very particular about who takes care of those dogs when my wife and I are traveling. And the person that we had picked out, vetted, done everything, suddenly canceled at the last minute. So now I'm on a panic mode to find a new one. And I'm vetting these people. Finally land on one. In fact, it came from a recommendation from someone that listens to this program. I'm very territorial. I'm territorial about the housekeeper. I'm territorial about the people who work on my car. I'm territorial about everything. I think we're all territorial to different degrees. So immigration has a moral complexity to it. And I have developed, whenever I'm putting together show prep about stories that I find about illegal immigration, migrants. I go through all the comment sections, particularly stories that I get from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. I always read the comments because the comments give me an idea of the people who are reading those particular platforms, newspapers, whatever we call them today. I want to see what the reader says. Now, honestly, I think people are more likely to contribute opinions on illegal immigration when they want less illegal immigration. But I've probably read tens of thousands of online diatribes by just ordinary people all across the country. Now, it's not a scientific survey. It's just casual. But their views might count for something. And I think we ought to think about what their views are. And then ask ourselves, why is our government not responding to we the people? So we came with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Why is our government not responding to us? That's coming up next. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need. Plus, it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
with Michael Brown. I don't know why, but I'm glad that you are. We're talking about illegal immigration. Oh, I'm sorry, we're talking about migrants. And the question is, why won't the government do anything about it? I find the question particularly fascinating, not only because it's truly reached crisis proportions, and I know that the word crisis is way overused in modern society, but this is a genuine crisis. So the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, was asked by Poppy Harlow on CNN. This was on Thursday, I think. She asked him this.
But throughout the world.
Secretary Mayorkas, address with strength is what you say the president and this administration are doing. But even his surrogate, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, does not feel that in Illinois. Listen to this from October.
We were very clear in our communication with the White House that what we need is logistical support, that is, help deciding where these folks ought to go, because they can't all go to Chicago. It seems like now is the moment to talk about border security and immigration reform.
Before you hear what Alejandro Mayorkas had to say, which, of course, you know is going to be bullcrap, but before you hear the bullcrap, think about what Governor Pritzker's saying. Here's a Democrat governor, a far-left Democrat nut job, saying, yeah, this has reached crisis proportions. It's now time to actually talk about border security. Really? So it took, I think it was on December 5 of this past week. What would that be, Tuesday or Wednesday? December 5 of this past week, Bill Malusian of Fox News and Customs and Border Patrol reported a record number one day of illegal crossings. Now, these are just known crossings, 12,000 in one day. That's larger than the little hometown that I grew up in, Oklahoma. 12,000. I think when I grew up, my little hometown had about 10,000 people in it. So my little town plus 2,000 more in one day. So Pritzker's saying, you know what, we've reached the crisis proportion, we've reached the crisis point in this whole issue, now's the time to talk about real border security.
And then he wrote this, the federal government must stop abdicating responsibility once CBP releases migrants to the interior of the country. It sounds like even the president's, one of his biggest supporters, says we need help now from the Biden administration.
Well, with respect to Governor Pritzker, with whom I communicate on a regular basis, we have provided him with tremendous assistance, not just financially through our shelter and services program funding that the president achieved, but also in providing technical advice. But let's get to the root of what Governor Pritzker's challenges is that we have another governor in another state that is not cooperating and coordinating with either federal or other local authorities and is unilaterally sending migrants to cities in what I think is an abdication of governance responsibility.
Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. He's talking about Greg Abbott of Texas, who is where, other than Arizona, where there's a Democrat governor, so Katie Hobbs in Arizona doesn't give a rat's ass about it. But in Texas, Governor Abbott does. And he knows that his cities and towns, his school system, his health care system, all of the systems in Texas can't handle this. So he is doing what CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, and ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, would be doing and are doing also, and that is taking these illegal aliens from these border communities, and they're sending them to other places. Denver gets busloads every single day. Your town probably gets busloads. If you don't think your town does, you need to get up in the middle of the night and go watch them, because they do. So the Secretary of Homeland Security is complaining about a Texas governor, who just happens to be a Republican, doing what the federal government does anyway. But on top of that, not only does the federal government take these illegal aliens and bus them to the interior of this country, but here in Colorado, which I'm sure is perhaps true in your state too, the Democrat governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, has bused illegal aliens from Denver to 46 different states, the top three destinations being New York, Chicago, and Salt Lake City. So Democrat governors are doing exactly the same thing that this Homeland Security Secretary is complaining about. And the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the White House press secretary, says this.
You know, Republicans talk about immigration reform. They talk about border security. The president, you know, on day one, the president put forth an immigration policy, right? He put forth a comprehensive.
He did. She's telling the truth. On day one, he did. And what was that policy that he put forth on day one? The border is open. Stop construction of the wall. In fact, tear down parts of the wall. And now, in the Arizona sector, they are literally, you can't make this up. In Arizona, the number of illegal aliens coming across is so bad that they have shut down the legal crossing. You know where the trucks that bring your fruits and vegetables and things manufactured in Mexico, that they bring them into this country, or the tourists come in out of from Mexico to Arizona and vice versa. They've shut down the legal crossing and left open the illegal crossings. Man, we live in an inverted world. Up is down, down is up. I mean, it truly is Orwellian. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, he decided, by golly, I'm going to go to D.C.
We did not walk out from D.C. with any level of optimism that anything is going to drastically change. It is clear that for the time being, this crisis is going to be carried by the cities. Here in New York City, as you know, we had a very painful November plan that we had to produce, and now we're looking forward or in the direction of how do we address the $7 billion budget deficit that we have to address in January. And these men and women behind me who are service providers in some way or another, they see firsthand of what these cuts are doing and will do. This is not the budget we want to pass. But
now, I want to make sure you understand this. He's not asking that the federal government stop the flow of illegal aliens. He wants more money. If you've listened to me during the weekday, you know I've described what I believe is the homeless industry. The Democrats, i.e. the Marxists that control most of these blue states and blue cities, the sanctuary cities and the sanctuary states, they don't want to end homelessness. They want to perpetuate it. Because the nonprofits and those who work for the nonprofits make money on the homelessness. Their salaries are paid. Their health insurance is paid. Their benefits are paid by the homeless industry. The same is true for the illegal alien industry. They don't want to stop it. Eric Adams doesn't want to stop it. He wants more money. He wants more moolah from D.C. That's what this is about. It's not about fixing the problem. It's about getting more money so that they can continue and perpetuate the problem. So where are we in terms of, let's go back for a moment. I told you I read the comments about all of these stories. In a 2023 Gallup poll, 72% of Americans wanted immigration, just the general term immigration, kept at its present level or decreased. Well, it's increasing, including known gotaways, but not unknown ones. During the Biden administration, more than 8 million illegal aliens have come into this country by irregular or illegal means. In another poll the same year, by Unheard, 57% of Britons agreed that immigration levels are too high, and only 20% disagreed. So Democrats who want controlled borders have no one to vote for. Why do I say that? Well, you'll find out. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be sure and get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter today. Yeah, let's get some Twitter followers today. Hang tight. Why are Democrats hell-bent on keeping the border open? That's next.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So the question is, why isn't the government doing anything? When we have all of the poll numbers that show us that a vast majority, three-fourths of Americans, want the amount of illegal immigration reduced. We could go into the crosstabs and find out that actually border security and reducing illegal immigration to as much as possible and forcing everyone into a legal immigration system is what everyone really wants. But why are we not doing anything? Because if the poll numbers are correct, Gallup is a reputable polling organization. So if reducing illegal immigration would be such a crowd pleaser, why have politicians kept the floodgates open? Now, one contingent of people, and put me in the category that I believe all of the following. One contingent of people believe that the dilution of native populations is some people would say conspiracy. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's an actual object, an actual objective of those currently in power. And that is a dilution of Native Americans. And I don't mean Indians. I mean people who already live here, Native Americans. It's called the replacement conspiracy. I think a better word is the replacement theory. And I do think it is about diluting those who already live here, who have been raised with the DNA of a constitutional republic, of we question the government, we challenge the government, we understand that we have the power. Well, let's get rid of those people. They're all troublemakers. Let's bring in a bunch of people from a bunch of crap hole countries that have lived under tyranny and dictatorship, and that's what they're accustomed to, because that's what we're driving toward, kids. Yep. We are in the hot rod driving our way towards tyranny. Happy Saturday again. So I think that's one reason. I think there's another reason. And I'll use one word, fecklessness. Because when confronting millions or perhaps in time billions of people that are all trying to seek a better life, trying to stop them from doing that is going to be really hard. We would have to withdraw from all sorts of obstructive and outdated human rights agreements that we have with other nations. And we would look mean-spirited. Now, I don't care whether you agree with me on this or not. I'm just telling you that I believe that this is one of the reasons why. Remember, can't we all just get along? We don't want other nations to think that, you know, that we're being mean. In the United States, the sheer numbers of illegal aliens are overwhelming, and the system cannot cope. And it's just easier for the Border Patrol to just put these illegal aliens into buses to Chicago or Denver or elsewhere, so at least they're just out of everybody's hair. We've shipped them off into the shadows of crap hole cities all over the country to make the crap hole cities even worse than they are. But what do they care? They're away from the border. They've disappeared into the shadows so that if anybody was looking, like Bill Malusian from Fox News, they couldn't find them. And do you think that there are, for example, I've had numerous listeners tell me, and I'm busy at, well, actually, I'm asleep at 1 o'clock in the morning because I have to get up at 4 a.m. to go do my morning show. But I've been told that I can go to a certain area in Denver, Colorado, and between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning on a place called Federal Boulevard at a certain intersection, I can sit, just park my car, and I can watch, and these ghost buses will show up, and hordes of illegal aliens will just pour out into the streets. They're not, there are no cars waiting for them. They just disappear into the shadows. And that's precisely what our government wants. Because they will then find a way to hook up with a nonprofit organization, an NGO, a non-government organization, that's making money off this, and they'll get into the system. Now, setting Donald Trump aside for a moment, I really think that most politicians, and I think most reporters, are really loath to appear unfeeling or unpleasant. No one in power seems to know how to stem the flow of illegal immigration, either logistically or legally, even in the rare instances if they wanted to. And, of course, they'll all be out of power pretty soon. They'll all move on to greater things. They'll get a job on K Street. They'll make in $1 million doing multi-million dollars doing lobbying. And so there is no incentive to do it. At some point, we'll grab the torches and the pitchforks, and there will be a come-to-Jesus moment where people will finally, all the commentators, the comments that I read in all these articles, all the videos and the sound bites that I hear and watch and all the comments about them, all of those people at some point will reach their wit's end. They'll reach their tipping point. And then all hell will break loose. I don't know what will cause it, but something will. Do you know that by the year 2100, the population in Africa is certain to reach 4 billion? But that's assuming that they stay in Africa. What if they don't? China. We already see hordes of able-bodied Chinese men getting off buses, crossing the Rio Grande River, and coming into this country. They go to Ecuador first because you don't need a tourist visa. You can just fly from Beijing to Ecuador, get on a bus, come up to the border, and come into the United States. But hey, don't worry about communist Chinese adult men between the ages of 18 and 34 coming into this country. That couldn't possibly mean anything wrong or anything bad. I'm sure they're here for a perfectly good reason. If I foresee a socially volatile future, you can repeatedly hammer into people that the word invasion is offensive, but you can't keep them from feeling invaded. Fatalistic? I wouldn't call it fatalistic. I would simply call it the truth. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. Text the word Michael to 33103. Quick break, and I'll be right back.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues. Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State.
warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.